Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Three Good Things Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob Vernon, and today, I hope you have had a wonderful day today. It is a beautiful day to have a beautiful day, and I hope it is good for you as you want it to be. We've talked recently about anxiety, stress, and some of the difficulties that exist in our lives and in our worlds, right? And there are tools. Everybody knows, you know, that there are tools out there that you can use, but how do you see? How do you plan? How do you function? How do you get past the idea of that ringing bell of anxiety in your ear, in your head, that is the main focus? How do you transition? How do you move from those particular things happening, from that particular state? How do you move from that state to happiness, to joy, to peace? The opposite of anxiety is peace. The idea is not to never have anxiety. The idea is to have anxiety when it's important, when it's necessary. Not just because, but because you must, because it's you have to find a way, right? So that's the point. And so the idea for anybody to beat or to not beat but maintain to find a spot in their life, find a condition that they can live with, to create a livable condition around your own issues, problems, concerns, worries, anxiety, all of that stuff, is to do everything, okay? That is to say, to have all of the possible things that you can have at your fingertips, all the tools that you have, to use them all. To use everything that you're at your disposal, everything that you have access to use everything to fix the problem, to address the problem, to see to the problem. Because if you don't, what you end up doing, what ends up happening is you take half measures, and half measures are bullshit. I'll just say it now: half measures are bullshit. Don't bother. Don't. If you're just going to do, if you're just going to cook half the egg, don't fucking bother bringing it to the table. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste my time. Don't waste anybody's time. Stay anxious, right? Or do all the things that you can all the time. And you're going to have to do something that is going to make you feel upset. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to embrace the suck. Eat the shit sandwich. Do the things that you don't want to do. The things that make you the most anxious, the most worried. If you have social anxiety, if you have, whatever it is, you have to do those things in order to manage the things that are going on and to shut those fucking alarm bells off, right? And so here's what that means. It means figuring out your diet. It means figuring out, and it might take time. The first thing you have to understand is it might well take time, but you're going to have to figure out your diet. So that might mean an elimination diet. That might mean a ketogenic diet. That might mean a Mediterranean diet. It will mean something different for you, because here's what we know right now. You can put two people who have the same problem in the same situation, in the same diet. They might act differently to the exact same diet, okay? Both people need to lose 50 pounds, and both people are put on the ketogenic diet. It works for one, doesn't work for the other. So you have to figure out what works for you. I know, it's crazy. It's like we're all different or something. So what the fuck? So here, this is what it is. So that's one of the first things that you have to do to find the fitness that you need, the fitness that you want, the mental, physical, spiritual fitness. And I said the word, I said spiritual fitness, and everybody has that aspect, so you have to pay attention here, okay? You have to pay attention. to the idea of your, to your own spirituality, whether that's religious, whether it's not, whether it's, woo-woo kumbaya, whatever it is, you have to pay attention to your spiritual self too, okay? You have physical, you have mental, and you have spiritual. That's what you have. And you have to address those things. You can't let it go. It has to happen. So it's diet, right? So you figure out what diet works for you. And I'm not saying diet. I'm not saying go on a temporary thing. You have to create a lifestyle change in how you consume food, right? And we know what's good for us. We know what's not. We know that, you know, that sugar and white flour and all that stuff is bad in quantities. And we know that, you know, carbs are generally not good unless there's fiber attached. So you have to be smart. You know what to do. You already know in your heart and your gut what to do. But figure it out, right? You're never going to lose weight eating only Twinkies or only Big Macs or only whatever. So you're not. You're just not. So that's the first thing. The second thing is exercise. What does exercise mean? We know scientifically that muscle is the currency of aging, and we are all aging, every single one of us. You have to build muscle. And in order to build muscle, you need to have protein. And in order to eat, to have protein, you should. You don't have to. It's just going to take a lot longer, and maybe it won't work, but you should be consuming high-quality animal protein. I know. Everybody's like, oh, well, it's bad for the... Blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. Regenerative farming is the best thing that we have ever done, and we used to do it decades ago. Our grandparents ate that kind of food, but you don't have to eat so much. You just need more protein, and you need to work. If you have a house, if you have a home, if you have a place that you live, clean that place by hand. Get on your hands and knees and wash the floor like your great-grandmother did. Wash the things that you have to wash with your hands and whatever soap you use. Do that. Clean with your hands. Work with your hands. That makes people strong too. You don't always have to lift weights, but you should be lifting heavy things. Nope. And if you're worried about, oh, I might bulk up and I'm a lady or whatever. Bullshit. If you're not worried about that, you're lazy. You have to lift weights. You have to pick up things that are progressively heavier. You have to do it safely. If you don't know how, ask someone. Someone will share it with you. The internet is huge and full of tips. You don't have to go far. Okay? And these are people who are experts. They know what they're doing. If you have a gym, go to the gym. Ask the people there who work there. Ask the trainers. Talk to someone. If you don't know how to lift weights, they'll teach you. And probably for nothing. Okay? So, and if you don't want to talk to the trainers, talk to the meatheads. Because a lot of them, most of them in fact, are welcoming and want to help you help yourself. So you go to work and you do it. I know it's crazy. I know it is. I know it's silly and it's, but that's the thing you have to do. You have to figure that out. You have to figure out how you are going to survive. So you have to eat better. You have to work out more. You have to, here's another thing that you should do is make sure that you're sleeping. Okay. And record yourself sleeping. Figure out if you have sleep apnea. Try to figure that out. There's apps. I wouldn't use the apps necessarily. You can just do a recording thing unless you have an app you trust. Find an app you trust and figure out if you have sleep apnea. If you wake up tired and you're hungry as soon as you wake up, or if you snore a lot. So there's snore detection applications, things like that. Use that. Figure it out. Are you losing sleep? Are you not getting good sleep? And you might have sleep apnea. It doesn't matter if you're fat or you're skinny or whatever. About 20% of the people who have sleep apnea are normal weight. So sort your shit out. Okay? So food, exercise, sleep, relationships. Of all the things that I'm going to talk about, relationships are the biggest thing in the long run for success. The people that you have near you and the people that you speak to and the people that you interact with who love you, whether they're close or far, close is better. But if you're close or far, then you have something. You have something there. Right? So, yes. Find friends. Find compadres. Find contemporaries. Find people who can help you. And help them. And you will help each other. Relationships, in the long run, are the thing that keep people the happiest. The thing that bring people the most peace. That's going to help you as much as any of this stuff will. I promise that. And I am failing on that myself. I know that for a fact. And in part, it's me. And in part, it's the world. But I can fix. I can control what I can control. I will control the controllables in my life. You do the same for you. So, of all of those things, right? And then you start getting into, how am I educating myself? How am I learning? What's the best way for me to learn? How do I learn things? How do I take things in? Am I reading books? Am I going to plays? Am I getting cultured? Am I getting culture in my life? It doesn't matter what culture means to you. It might mean a full German opera, or it might mean the acoustic guitar guy down at the bookstore. It doesn't matter. It not even a little bit. Who gives a shit? Whatever you do, do it. Take in culture. Take in the joy. Take in the happiness. Take in the positivity. Do that, because I promise you, I absolutely 100% promise you, it will be better. It will help you get better. Now here we talked about, or I talked about, spirituality. I am not a person who is big on the whole, woo-woo thing or the spirituality thing or any of that. I'm not crazy about that, right? But here's what I know. Religion has a grounding effect on a lot of people. It is, as they say, the opiate of the masses, but there's more to it. And so when I say there's more to it, I mean there is more to religion than just this idea that we exist on this ridiculous plane and we have to, pray to this certain person that lives in a sky castle or whatever. If you believe that, you believe it. I don't harbor any ill will to you. I don't care. Just don't use that in my, to make laws for me, right? So you don't tell me what to do because you are being told what to do. Your religion prevents you from doing things, not me. But the truth is, ultimately, the truth is, you need spiritual health in your quiet moments, in your desperation, in your quiet desperation when things are sad in your life or things are challenging or difficult or maddening in your life. You have to find a way to build peace, to build joy, to build hope. And you do that even if you're fit, even if you're strong, even if you're capable. You have to take care of that spirit. You have to take care of that little soul bit that is inside of you. You definitely have to take care of that. So don't neglect your spiritual side, because it exists whether or not you believe it. And it's not finally, but also, if you're struggling with things from your past and you cannot let them go ever, right? Go see someone. Go take care of your head. If you twisted your ankle and it healed itself and then it'd be screwed up for a long time, or you broke your arm and your one arm was going east on western, one of those things happened. You should have had it fixed, and it wouldn't do that, right? It's the same thing with your head. When your head gets turned, when your head gets twisted, when your head gets jacked up on things that it used to find peace in, or the trauma that happened to you. If you had trauma happen to you, because we all have had some level of trauma happen to us. So if you don't ever fix it, it won't ever fix, and you will be a prisoner to that trauma for the rest of your life. Now, it may not hurt you. It may not destroy you, but it will keep you from optimizing. It will keep you from being better than you otherwise could have been. And that's unacceptable. You want to be fully healthy. You want to be fully aware. You want to be fully capable. You want to be fully there for your spouse or your significant other or whoever you have in your life, your friends. You have to show up for yourself too, right? That is how you get the alarm bells to silence. That is how you get from anxious to joyful to happy to peaceful, is use all of these tools at once or one at a time, with a plan to go through everything and address the problems as they show up in front of you. Because if you fail to do that, if you don't fix that issue, if you don't do the thing that is necessary, well, what ends up happening is you start to rot from the inside. You start to give in to the craziness, and you start to give in to the wild thoughts and ideas about how you should be or shouldn't be, or how you are. You know what I mean? How you deal with problems that are in front of you. You don't, and you won't deal with them if you don't attack those problems head on, right? So ultimately, what I guess I'm saying to you is, show up for yourself. Be the person who is ready, willing, and able to show up for themselves, and then give yourself all of the grace that you possibly can. Because, folks, I got to tell you that's the biggest thing that I see among most people, is they don't give themselves any grace. They give themselves challenges, they give themselves difficulties, but they don't give themselves grace. And that's a mistake. And I promise you it's a mistake, because that's a fact of the matter. You cannot exist in that way. You can't exist without giving yourself some form of grace, right? So that's the challenge every single day, is to give yourself the grace that you need to be the person that you want to be in this life. And so if you're able to eat right, if you're able to exercise, it's going to require all of these things together, or and separately, frankly, will require one thing of you: discipline. Are you courageous enough in your endeavors to discipline yourself to be a success? Can you discipline yourself to be a success? What's the answer? Maybe. But if you don't try, you'll never know. So when you push pause on this or you close it, go forth and figure things out and sort out where you are and what is going to be necessary. You have a journey. We all have a journey ahead of us if we choose this route to be all of the people that we need to be for ourselves and for our families and for our loved ones and for those that rely on us. And if you are in a place in your life where you do not want anyone to rely on you, or you cannot have anybody rely on you, that's okay. It's okay to recognize that. But here's the other thing. You still have to rely on you. So you can't just give up. You can't just give in. You can't let it go. And that's the hard part some days. That's the challenge some days. That's the uphill battle some days. Because, man, It is hard to do this stuff. It is a challenge every single day. And you will be challenged. You will be upended. You will be bested. You will be upended. It'll happen. And you have to let it. You have to allow it. Right? But as you start to check those things off, when you figure out what's best for your diet, what's best for your exercise, what's best, how best to make friends or take advantage of the friends that you have to build up strong relationships. Once you get your head together and figure out how to deal with that, once you begin to put yourself into all of those spots, and the more focused you are on doing the things, and here's something else that I will allude to, but won't dig too far into. Whatever problems you have, treat them like house guests. Bring them in. Let them stay and then let them go. Do not talk about them. Don't beat yourself into the ground about, oh, this is miserable. I'm miserable here. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, this is, oh my God. Oh my. The longer you talk about it, the worse it gets. The more you talk about it, the more you stay mired in it, the worse you feel. And the less you want to be disciplined, the less discipline you want to enact over yourself. You want to seek reward. You want to dig into that reward and be like, you know, I just had a lousy day today and everything's miserable, so I'm just going to have those donuts. I'm just going to have that pie. I'm just going to have that bullshit food or the liquor or the drugs or the whatever. And you give in. And the more you give in, the less likely you will be to be successful in the long term. So do everything that you can to be successful in the long term. And do what's best for you every single day. And as you go through that process, I will go through it too, and I will share the things that I've learned and the things that I do. And I've learned myself as far as diet is concerned. I am best on meat and vegetables. I am best on, like beef and carrots and, and those kind of root vegetables and potatoes and things like that. That's what I'm best at. That's what works the best for me. I can eat the crap out of some terrible food. I love pizza. I love hot dogs. I love beef sandwiches. I love all that shit. But it's no good for me. And as I age, what I could eat, I shouldn't anymore. And that's not a punishment. That's discipline. That's me saying I want to be healthy. And the only way to get there is to go to that point where I'm willing to do what's necessary to be healthy and not die early and not eat myself into the ground. And every day I do a little bit of working out. I walk. I do something. I lift some weights. I do something. I do something every single day. So I'm with you doing this stuff. I seek out spiritual enlightenment. I seek out spiritual knowledge. My particular brand is different than a lot of people, but it doesn't matter what it is. All that matters is that I'm engaging in it. And my biggest challenge now is to try and make friends. And it's hard to be disciplined. It's hard to do these things, but we can. And in fact, to be good, to be healthy, to be happy, we have to. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, cats and kittens, friends all across the fruited plain and around this big blue marble. Thank you for you. I appreciate you being here. Please, 3goodthingspod@gmail.com, send me an email, reach out, let me know what you think, what you feel, how you are, who you are, and my goodness, let's make ourselves better ancestors. Let's make ourselves better for our own futures. Let's do the things that we have to do to be as successful as we wish to be. So thank you, and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.